Hi, so I wanted to do the first half of my second question and answer audio, if that makes sense, because I don't know if I'm going to get through all of these questions because I don't want to completely rush through it. So I think I might just stop whenever I feel like I need to, but hey, who knows? Maybe this might be a 30-minute long audio and I can't do anything about it because it's already 30 minutes. And it's probably going to be 30 minutes if I keep talking. So let me just grab a drink of water and get started. All right, there is a fire truck outside my window. Fire truck? Fire truck or ambulance? Oh God. Should I know the difference? Because at this point in my life, I do not. I know the difference, the physical difference, but I don't know the difference in sound. Okay, so what is my favorite movie? That is a hard question. And I've thought about it before. I've been asked this before. And to be honest, I really don't think I have a specific favorite movie that I can call my favorite movie because that's a lot of commitment. And I haven't seen enough movies to really judge that. So I could name a few movies that I really enjoyed. My favorite comedy movie is Bridesmaids. My favorite horror movie would have to be. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's hard. I can't think of a horror movie. Action. I don't know. See, that's my thing. I haven't seen all of like the most recent ones, so and when it comes to like classic movies, I can't answer this question fully. So, I guess my favorite movie, one of my favorite movies is Bridesmaids, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. And it makes me sound so annoying, but I guess I am. What is your ideal first date? My ideal first date would be my ideal, like, very first date ever. I've never been on a date, but I don't expect much, and I really don't want it to be much because I don't know, I feel like I would get nervous if it's something super extravagant or formal. Like honestly, if we go to somewhere super simple where we could just talk and you know grab a bite to eat and just even like a picnic. Oh my, I guess that's my ideal first date. A picnic. I just found out about that. I found that out just now about myself. Why do I keep needing drinks? Okay. Wish I could cut this out, but I don't like to edit my audios because I don't like to listen to myself. If I could have any superpower, what would it be? Probably the ability to kind of de-stress or make myself less scared. So my superpower would be like to add a bit of courage. You know, 'cause sometimes I find that I'm shy. I'm too shy to do something. Even if I really want to do it, sometimes my shyness can really, you know, be a problem when it comes to doing it. So, I don't know how what superpower exactly that would be, but I, courage or you know, yeah, like to be courageous whenever I needed it, or to be less, anxious or stressed about a certain thing. That's not like a, you know, a typical superpower, but, you know, to be able to fly, like, am I going to be the only one able to fly, or will there be other people with superpowers? I don't know. Next question, doesn't expecting the unexpected make the unexpected expected? No, because when you say expecting the unexpected, it's kind of general, but of course when you expect unexpected things to happen, there could be a lot of things that could happen. So I guess you're not really expecting the certain thing because you're not expecting it, and it's going to be a surprise to you. If money wasn't an issue, where would you travel to? Sorry if that was loud. If money wasn't an issue, I would travel so many places. I really want to visit Europe. A lot of places in Europe. Typical, you know, Italy, England, Norway, Scandinavia. I want to go to Japan. I want to go to, where do I want to go? I want to go to the Bahamas. I want to go to Africa. I want to go to Australia. Oh my goodness. I want to go to South America and eat all the delicious food. I want to go to Brazil. I want to go to Canada, and it's very close to me. It's not very close, but it's possible, and I don't know why I haven't gone there. I want to really just get a taste of the different parts of the world. But I think the number one place that I would like to go to is all around Europe. Just everything about Europe. I get so giddy just thinking about, it's so cool. just like the history and stuff. But like I said, I want to visit a lot of places. A lot of places have a lot of things to offer. I'm getting worked up because I really want to travel. Okay. What do you see for the future? For the future, I see clouds. I don't see anything. I'm just living life very cautiously, which is kind of sad, but I'm getting to the point where I'm making bigger steps and, you know, taking things as they are for now, and I'm not gonna stress too much about, you know, oh my god, where am I gonna be in 3 years? Am I in the right track? Blah, blah, blah. So, that's how I am right now. Do I like jam? No. What does a perfect day for you look like? No stress. Being with the people that I enjoy being with, or even being alone and, just catching up, on certain things that I've wanted to do. Just mostly stress-free, that I'm not picky. What are 5 things that you can't live without? 5 things I can't live without. Family. my close friends, I suppose. Wow. So, okay, my dog is in my family, by the way, okay. Love, like feeling loved, you know, feeling cared for, just feeling the love. Which I guess kind of comes with family and friends, but, you know, whatever. I can't live, oh my gosh. My faith, so that's 4. And okay, can this one be, like, crazy? Or, like, stupid? I can't live without sushi. this is not well thought out. But I love sushi, and I want it right now. No, I don't. I just had dinner, but I want it very soon. That's a sigh, okay? do you know any other languages besides English? Yes, I do. I can't really give away what I know, because one of them is, of course, my ethnicity. But yeah, I do. That leaves so much mystery. And because you keep forgetting words and even resort to Googling phrases to make sure they're correct, when do you think you'll finally become fluent in English? Probably never. Yeah, even though I was born here and I live in America, I will never be completely fluent in English. What does your dog think of you? She probably thinks, this crazy bitch. I'm just kidding. But yeah. Oh, but that's funny, because my dog is a bitch, because she is a female dog. And that is a technical term for a female dog. So we are both, even though I'm not technically. Okay. If you had a friend that spoke to you in the same way you speak to yourself, in your head or out loud, maybe, I'm not judging, would you consider that person a good friend? That is deep. Yeah, I would consider that friend, honest and, like, real, like, 'cause I'm honest with myself, like, I'm not too hard on myself, but I don't, you know, ignore things that I want to change about myself. So sometimes I think, like, Kim, you need to do this because you've been slacking, or Kim, you really need to stop being like this because other people might think this, you know. So I guess it would be a good friend. I'm a good friend to myself. What activities make time fly for you? Lately, I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, but that's nothing new. On my way home from school, I usually have to drive longer than usual because it's the peak of traffic and, you know, everybody's trying to come home from work and school. So to make time fly, I heard about this podcast called Serial, and my goodness, it makes my car ride so much more interesting. It's basically this girl, she's trying to uncover this case about this guy that allegedly killed his ex-girlfriend, but she thinks that he may be innocent, so the whole podcast is her trying to, you know, break down the evidence and try to figure out if he's innocent, because he's currently in jail, serving a life sentence. And I think it's really interesting, because I don't know what's gonna happen, and I've heard a lot about it on the internet, and people are saying it's really good, and I kind of think that I've heard of the ending, but I don't remember, so I'm glad I don't remember. If you know the ending, don't tell me. But yeah, I've been listening to that podcast. It is called Serial, not Cereal, Eating Cereal, like Cereal, like Serial Killer. Okay. If you were wondering, and I listened to it through iTunes. Where am I? Oh yeah. Do you think tomorrow never comes? Not sure if you've ever heard of the saying tomorrow never comes, but it's basically about continually putting stuff off until it's too late. Sometimes, because like I said before, my shyness, and like anxiety, kind of like social anxiety. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you could hear that, but there's people racing their cars. Okay. Yeah, sometimes my shyness can really restrict me from doing the things I wanted to do. So sometimes tomorrow never comes, but sometimes tomorrow comes. I don't think I really understand the concept of that saying, but I think so. So I guess sometimes. What is a song or piece of music that you love so much or is so important to you that you remember exactly where you were and what you were doing the first time you heard it? You can do this for multiple songs also. Huh. That is very tough. I can think of an artist, and I think I've talked about her. I'm a really big fan of Demi Lovato, and it was one thing listening to her music, you know, on through headphones or through a speaker and not in person, but I started seeing her more regularly when she would come here, and right after she got out of rehab, I saw her for the first time, actually, exactly 1 year ago, and I cried so much. So, I guess I really care about her and her music, and at that moment, I really realized that, and yeah, but music in general has a really big space in my heart. Because, of course, you can really express a lot through music, like artists can, but then also the listener is able to, you know, empathize with the artist, especially when there are relatable lyrics or situations that the singer is trying to tell the story about. And music is such a freaking beautiful thing. Oh my god, that's why, I don't know, my life basically revolves around music, so, music in general, I just love it. I can go on and on, and I can get so angry just talking about music, but a good angry. but tell us about your best female friend and your best male friend. My best female friend is my cousin. Which is funny because some people think, wow, I don't even talk to my cousin, or wow, I only see my cousin every Christmas. But, I've been really close to my cousin, ever since I was a kid. We would, you know, we would be kids together, you know, we would just hang out, play around outside or whatever. She even like bullied me when I was a kid, but as we grew older, of course, like, we grew closer and closer together, and now I feel like she's my sister. She's basically my sister. She's always at my house, whenever she's home from school. She's graduating soon, so she's gonna be home all the time, and I'll feel finally complete, because when she left for college, about 4 or 5 years ago, she left, and she's 7 hours away. She's a 7-hour drive away. So it's tough because I only see her like however many times a year. So it'll be nice to have my best friend here in the same city again. She actually lives like 2 minutes away from me. So it'll be nice. And, my best male friend, I used to have, you know, a good male friend, but, you know, when you grow older, you know, times change and you grow apart. So I don't actually have a best male friend, and that's okay. So what is your favorite place, like, geographically? My favorite place, I can't really say my favorite place if I haven't been there. So, I guess the state I live in, which is California. I think I've said this, and people already think it, so I live in California, and I just really like California, so I guess I like it here, and I don't plan on moving, so, if you could have superpowers, what would it be? Oh, I've answered this. What powers would your partner have? I guess it depends on him, because for me, of course, it depends on, my, you know, how I feel and stuff like that. So, depends on him. I don't know. Ask him. I don't have a partner, so good luck. have you ever posted on any non-audio gone wild type Reddits with throwaway accounts? No. I have posted on another Reddit thing, but it's not any, like, dirty, so. You've mentioned you go running. Do you also eat healthy? Yes, I do, and it's taken over my life, because a year ago, if I were to know that I would be how I am today, I would be like, you are such a little, I don't even know, but yeah, I try to eat a lot of vegetables daily. I kind of, right now my diet is, less carbs, more protein, and all that other stuff. So I'm just trying to lean towards less carbs. So I would eat, spinach for protein, and, I would make smoothies, although fruit has carbs, so you gotta watch that. I could make a whole audio about my, you know, fitness and health, but let me tell you, I have changed a lot. My lifestyle has changed a lot within the past year, and you have no idea. So, how did you discover Pillow Talk Audio / GWA? Gone Wild Audio. how I discovered it. Wow. I have no idea. I think I discovered Gone Wild Audio first. And then, on the side of GWA, there's these, you know, recommendations, like, our friend subreddits or whatever, and then they list, like, a bunch of, like, the subreddits that are kind of related, and Pillow Talk was on there. I'm like, what the hell is Pillow Talk? So I clicked on it, and I was like, this is a new world. So I can't tell you how I discovered, but I can tell you the order. So GWA and then Pillow Talk. But my first actual, submission was in at Pillow Talk. Good God dang it. I can't talk right now. how did you discover ASMR on YouTube? How did I discover it? I think I was on some weird video, and then on the side where it's like related videos, an ASMR video showed up, and I clicked on it and I was like, what? But I have, like, experienced an ASMR, you know, experience before, because on, I think it was on Facebook, there was like this thing going around where people were sharing this video about this 3D haircut. And I had no idea about ASMR before. And this was, let me tell you, like, 2010, 2009. And it was a 3D haircut. And, of course, there would be, like, trimming sounds and, what is that called? Shaver sounds, like, ear to ear. And I found that it was crazy, but I had no idea that was ASMR. So, yeah. I discovered ASMR recently, last year. Are you addicted to your phone? I'm not as addicted as I was, you know, years ago. I always have my phone, but I'm not always on it. At a movie theater, which armrest is yours? The right. Why is abbreviation such a long word? Because of irony. if two vegans are arguing, is it still considered beef? What? Yes. Yes. What TV shows do you watch? Oh my God, don't get me started. I finished Breaking Bad early last year, and then I just oh I okay 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 the TV shows that I finished, like, from start to finish were How I Met Your Mother, and then it was Breaking Bad, and then I started Once Upon a Time, but then I was like, eh. So I started Gilmore Girls, finished that recently, cried, okay, cried. And now I'm starting to watch Friends. Don't judge me, but I have not seen all of Friends. I've only seen actually like 5 episodes of Friends. So started that today. I also started New Girl. And what else? American Horror Story. I started that. I need to get on that, but I get kind of scared. And what else? What else? Oh, I watched the first episode of Better Call Saul, which is a spin-off of Breaking Bad. And it was all right. I'll give it a couple more episodes before I really judge. But yeah, the ones I'm watching right now are New Girl. Ooh, The Office as well. I started that. I know I'm a little late, but you know. New Girl, The Office, and Friends are the ones that I'm like continually watching or consistently watching right now. So, yeah. And the very last question, and I got through the whole thing. Oh wow, it is 30 minutes. I'm so sorry. But I'm not actually. Is there a remedy for memory? No, but I guess there's a remedy. It doesn't last too long, but as long as you keep the remedy going, you can remedy that memory, no matter what memory it is. Good or bad, ugly or beautiful, long or short. Till death do us part. What am I saying? Oh, that was long. But I can't believe I got through it. But my dang throat is so annoying. I keep having to clear. I need to take my medicine. Thank you for reminding me. I'm just kidding. But actually, I wouldn't have remembered if I wasn't talking to you. So, thank you for having me on this fine day. Morning, afternoon, evening. It's all beautiful to me, okay? I hope you have a great rest of the day. Or night, if you're sleeping. But all that matters is we spent this time together. 30 whole minutes of me talking about nothing. But, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. I'm so hyper because I just had tea, so I think I should calm down now. But again, thank you. Seriously, thank you. You make me really happy. I'll talk to you soon, and goodbye. I disappoint myself. I just ruined the whole audio. I'm really annoying. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.